S-R-N.
In case some people have forgotten, this block operates under the same rules as the rest of the city. Mama's not the law. I am the law.
Can you count, suckers? I say the future is ours! If you can count.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Hold on to your butt. Cause I'm crazy.
Wait, Master. It might be dangerous. You go first.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
You are now listening to Super Crossbody Zone.
Welcome to episode 38 of Cinema Crespo Diso. It is me, your host, Christopher Crespo, just hanging out on a wonderful Sunday. There's just a itty-bitty little bit of the autumn wind. It's in the air. I can feel it. The season is subtly changing here in Florida, which
it's
means...
it's getting a little bit cooler.
It's only 87 degrees today.
As opposed to 95.
That's the voice of Drew Stakogburn. Drew, how's it going?
It's going.
Good old co-host, reliable guy, Andy to my Conan. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it, dude. We got a special guest, two-time guest, triumphant return of Johnny the Hater. Johnny, how's it going?
It's going good.
Thanks for coming on, man. You're in town. We appreciate you taking some time out to hang out with us.
Absolutely. You're always.
With your homeboys. Thanks, buddy.
No problem. Glad to be here.
How have things been in South Florida?
It's good. It's still hot. It's not like here.
See, it's different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's autumnal for the subtropics. Yeah, but still. So we got a packed show. Got a lot to do. Johnny, it's been a long time since episode 6. I suggest people go back and check out episode 6, dude. That's over, 6 months ago?
It's a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. That was back in February. That was a long time ago, dude. The show has changed a lot since then. Don't know if you noticed. We got a studio upgrade, you know? New stuff all around here.
Yeah, man. New headphones.
New headphones. We're going to got new stickers. As a matter of fact, before we start, got a new contest. We got new posters that Drew made up with along with Billy D. They're to show, you know, Johnny knows Billy, right?
Of course.
Yeah, he was up. I saw him in New York when I was up there.
Well, of course to us, but I'm letting the listeners know that you know who Billy D is. And they're the creative team. The guys behind all the sweet logos and designs and everything. So they came up with an awesome poster for one of the logos that they did. Drew came up with the poster.
Yeah.
We have how many to give away? Five?
Four.
Four to give away?
Four.
So we're going to give them away one at a time. The first person, I have a new show intro. I had the previous intro. I got sick of it already. I know, Johnny, you haven't heard it because you don't listen to the show, even though you're one of our best friends. But it's cool. It's cool, buddy. We appreciate it. But the first person that can email cinemacrespodiso@gmail.com with that can correctly identify all the movies from the quotes from the intro, not including the Dread intro from the beginning. That doesn't count. But everything else, during the music. cinemacrespodiso@gmail.com. First person will mail you a poster, limited edition, signed by the artist himself, Juicy Cogburn. Right?
Right.
Rooster.
Right.
All right. So it's going to be, there you go. The race is on. Go. And there you go. And then also, if, you know, we also have sticker versions of the poster too. So the second and third, like, place people will send you some stickers. So there you go, everyone. Enter the contest. Here we go. We're going to start with the old Netflix Instant Pick of the Week. You guys ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Grab the Netflix Instant Randomizer 9000, and here we go. All right, check it up. Johnny, reach it.
I'm reaching.
What do we got? Drew's gonna Drew's going to verify. How do you watch movies generally, Johnny? Netflix? Do you Netflix them? Do you use the kiosk, the red box? Do you illegally download them? How do you get your fix?
I don't really watch movies anymore.
You hate them?
I gave up.
You hate them
on that.
You hate them too much to even put any time into them?
Yeah.
All right. Well, no, you gotta. You have
sometimes
to.
Sometimes I'll download a movie.
Sometimes you'll download one?
Yeah, I'll be like, fuck the system.
All right, there you go. So what's this week's Netflix Instant Pick of the Week?
Dumbstruck.
Dumbstruck, hey, that's actually a good one. That's a documentary.
It's actually a good one?
It is.
I thought they were all good ones. I thought that was the point.
That is the point, actually. Well, every now, there is one or two. There's an over-the-top type movie in there or two, you know, that's not technically good, but it's in there because I love it. But Dumbstruck is a good movie. It's a documentary about people that, they're all ventriloquists, and they're ventriloquists on different levels. There's like amateur ventriloquists all the way up to like professional type guys. Know what I mean?
Puppets scare me.
And the puppets should scare you.
I'm afraid of them.
Because the people that use them are kind of weirdos.
Kind of creepos.
But it follows like five different people at different stages of their careers in puppetry and what they're doing. One guy is like working on cruise lines and stuff. And it all builds up to like a year where they all meet up at a convention.
I'm scared of cruises too.
So there's a puppet. There's a puppeteers convention?
Yeah, of course. There's a convention for everything.
Dude, we should go to that one year. I want to see all these weirdos.
Well, I think it's in the same place every year, actually. I saw this movie at the Florida Film Festival 2 years ago, I think, I want to say.
Okay. Could you imagine being on a cruise ship, like...
A cruise ship adrift
with just puppets?
No.
Just puppets? Just you and
what
a
about
bunch
the
of puppet passengers?
What about the ventriloquist?
No.
Have you ever seen Magic with Anthony Hopkins?
I did the puppets overboard.
No.
There's a
movie, and the ventriloquist.
There's a movie from the 70s with Anthony Hopkins where he plays a ventriloquist and he gets super popular as a ventriloquist on like 70s TV. But then he goes a little crazy and he starts killing people. But it's like through the doll, you know, type of thing.
That's weird.
What's the ventriloquist bad guy on Batman? Like the puppet itself, I think.
I forget.
Right?
On Batman the Animated Series?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that. That was a good time. That was a good show.
Yeah.
Whoever that guy was, it's something along that line. But with Anthony Hopkins and a knife instead of a Tommy gun.
Interesting.
But it's a different movie. We're talking about Dumbstruck. No guys like that in Dumbstruck. No one kills anyone with their puppets. But still, there is potential for some of them to do so. So check it out. That's a good pick. Good job, Johnny. Good pick.
Thanks.
No,
yeah.
Thank you. All right. So let's do the box office review. While Drew drinks his Shaq juice. Is that what it is?
Soda Shaq,
whatever.
It's got Shaq's face on it, man. It's cream soda. It's delicious.
Is it delicious?
It is.
Are you enjoying it?
I am.
Okay, good. I'm going to have some beer while you read the number five movie.
All right, number five movie this week. Don John had a weekend gross of $9 million. Total gross of $9 million on a budget of $6 million.
Not bad. Not bad, JGL.
Made some money.
None of us saw it.
Nope.
Well, maybe. Johnny doesn't see movies anymore. So.
Maybe this week sometime. Maybe next week.
We'll get especially that one.
We'll get to it. You have no interest at all in the...
Really?
No?
No.
You don't want to see...
Not whatsoever.
You don't want to see Third Rock from the Sun Kid?
Acting like a Guido. Addicted to porn. Banging ScarJo.
ScarJo?
No, I don't. Okay. I think... Yeah, no, it's...
Doesn't seem interesting to you
interesting
at all?
Not interesting to me at all.
What do you not like about it?
I just don't care about it.
I just don't care? Just...
I saw the trailer and it was just like... retarded.
All right. Fair enough.
Awesome.
Fair enough. We haven't seen it. We'll see it though. Maybe we'll talk about it next week, episode 39.
I don't know. Got some good movies coming out this weekend.
We'll see. They're getting ahead of us, dude.
All right, well, number four this week, we have a movie that I'm pretty sure none of us will ever see, Baggage Claim. It has a weekend gross of $9.3 million, same as the total. Don't have a budget listed at Box Office Mojo.
Found the budget of $8.5 million, so...
It made some money.
It's making its money. It's also horribly reviewed.
It looks like a horrible movie.
It looks like it's getting bashed for being just a very unfunny, predictable romantic comedy, which is, you know... Not a surprise, because it does look like a typical rom-com, except set on an airline for 30 days, so...
Ugh.
Whatever, right?
That's terrible.
But it is what it is. Now, what's the deal with Because it's an urban comedy, okay? And as we know...
Urban,
right now, as we know, Hollywood, studio, executives, you know, that whole system. Urban is just their code for black.
Yes.
Right? It's a black... So it's a black movie for black audiences.
All black.
Because the Hollywood people, only black people only live in cities.
Correct.
There's no suburban that doesn't...
Zero.
Doesn't exist in Hollywood, apparently.
I thought they only let Tyler Perry make movies for black people these days.
Well, Tyler Perry movies make money. He'll make them for $20 million and end up making 60 to 80.
So Baggage Claim should have got Tyler Perry?
Tyler Perry's Baggage Claim and Medea showed up as like the pilot in one scene or something,
What do you mean you charge for check bags?
Yeah, it would have like a $15, $20 million opening weekend for sure, man. And then the thing is, I can't find anyone that actually likes Tyler Perry or Tyler Perry movies, yet they make money. Yeah. I don't get it. I do not get it. But I was going to say, why is it that there are so few black films made that get released? You know, in a, how many theaters did Baggage Claim come out? 2,500?
2,027.
So a little over 2,000. Yes. So that's a wide release. It's not like we get. It's not like there's a lot of black movies that come out all the time. They're very rare.
Yes.
And then when they do come out, it's shit like this that's horribly reviewed and it's not well made at all.
Correct.
So what's up with that?
I think like Robin Thicke's agent set up Baggage Claim. He like needed something for his wife to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they like got Paula
Patton. Sounds plausible.
They got Paula Patton or whatever her name is and they're like, it is all right, we need to get something for her.
Well, there is a writer-director. Maybe they found a project that... Because the storyline itself, if you read the log line, there's nothing racial about it. That it could be a story with all black people, all white people, all Japanese people. It could be a mixed cast. It could be all Eskimos, you know, on Eskimo Air, Alaskan Airlines, something like that. But there's nothing about the storyline that indicates it has to be for black audiences. So... That's almost an arbitrary decision. Like, all right, we'll make this our black, quote, black movie. And then it's a piece
for the
of
month.
Shit. Why? Why would... I don't know.
I don't know.
It's pandering and it's depressing because why can't there just be better movies?
Yeah.
It's for, not... You know,
well, I mean, white people are making a bunch of awful movies too, so...
Yeah, but 95% of movies out there are all white people. I'm talking about the few black films that actually get to get made. Red Tails, that was a piece of shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a hunk of garbage. You know?
Correct.
What the hell's going
Didn't
on?
Didn't it bankrupt Lucasfilms or something?
And then he sold for $4 billion. No longer bankrupt.
Yeah, then he missed. He's like, all right.
I'm good to go. Half of that cash money in his mattress. So I'm just bemoaning the state of black cinema is all, guys. That's all I'm doing. All right, where's the latest Shaft? Black Dynamite barely got a theatrical release, went almost straight to DVD.
Just amazing.
Just a lot of like midnight screenings and art house shit. And
it's
like
an
that.
Amazing movie.
That movie should have had
fantastic.
That movie should have had a like a national marketing campaign. It should have come out in 2,000 theaters.
But would people have seen it?
Yes. At least $15 to $20 million worth of people would have seen it. And it was kind of a cheap movie to make.
This is some deep subject matter.
I'm just saying, man. Well, that's what happens on cinema.
No, far out. You know, Hollywood segregation, you know?
It is. Yeah,
why?
Film is inherently racist.
Yeah.
I mean, the medium itself.
We have a black president, you know?
Oh, a half black president, half white president. Which one got elected?
I don't know.
The black half.
There you go. But then which one got reelected?
The black half again.
No, the white half.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Zing.
I got a kind of inside intel on that one.
No, do you?
Did you see Lee Daniels, the butler?
We did see Lee Daniels, the butler.
That's a... Like a movie that
but
black people like.
But Lee Daniels has been open about how most of the money came about because he had to secure people like Robin Williams, John Cusack, to be all the presidents, James Marsden. He had to line up a bunch of people, Alan Rickman as Reagan. He's been open about that's how he got people to sign up to donate money to the movie.
Oh.
You know, still had to populate with a bunch of white faces.
I think
white
they
faces.
Just don't know what black audiences want to see, they give them like a half effort.
Yeah,
you know, I'm sure someone thought Baggage Claim would entertain some people, but it just didn't.
And then ended up being a piece of crap.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
But it's bemoaning the black cinema state of affairs. Is all. Yeah. Come on, let's go. 12 Years a Slave is supposed to be pretty. pretty intense movie. But then it's going to be like a downer movie type too, you know? Like,
there's going to be a bunch of angry white faces in this one.
That one's going to be all angry white faces. Probably one or two sympathetic white faces.
I think Brad Pitt's like nice or something.
Yeah, I think he plays like Canadian or something like that. That one's actually talking about being like the front runner for Best Picture and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
so what, it's gotta be about like intense about racism, it's gotta be a Why We So Black movie for it to be considered good, you know, like The Help or The Butler. That's a Why We So Black.
Well, I think that, you know, the Academy likes movies that talk about like historical, like the Holocaust or stuff like that. You know?
They love Holocaust movies. Yeah,
fantastic.
So typical,
because it's, you know, it's very emotional, you know, so, you know.
It's important, air quotes. It's more important than comedy or something. That's why comedies are so rarely nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, yeah, they get nothing.
No love.
Well, I think that the awards, they pretty much aim for people or movies that they feel like, you know, matter.
Right,
you know?
Right. Like a 12 Years a Slave type of thing, as opposed to something like Gravity, which is just someone floating in space.
But it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, that movie will get like visual effects nominations,
sound,
and yeah, but it, you know, it might not. But you never know. I mean, I don't know what drives the Oscars. Really, I don't.
Oscar prognostication is a pain in the butt. You're trying to predict what a bunch of 55, 60-year-old white men will predict.
Ben Affleck.
You guys have a leg up on that, on being white. At least you guys are white.
Ben Affleck won for Argo, but he wasn't nominated as director, but won an Oscar as producer.
Oh yeah, that's very rare. Like, what? The last time that happened was what was it? It was within the last 10 years. It was when Ang Lee. It was a similar thing that happened with Life of Pi. Ang Lee won, best director for Brokeback Mountain. The best picture went to Crash. Paul Haggis's Crash. That was the last time there was a best picture, best director split. Trivia, last minute Crespo trivia. Take that, Curtis. He doesn't listen. Curtis Earth trivia. You don't.
We get it.
No,
I get it.
He gets it. Some people will get it. Johnny's a little confused. Curtis Earth. He was a guest on episode 20. Drew, any idea?
No idea.
No idea. 20 something. Check it out. Curtis Earth, great guest. Good fun. Good times. Drew, when you're done checking your fantasy football stats, can you tell me what the number three movie is?
Number three movie this week is the movie Rush.
Which we saw.
That had a weekend gross at $10.314 million. Total somewhere around 10.5. Budget of 38.
It's going to make like 30 million or so.
Ron Howard.
Not going to make too much. Yeah, not going to make too much money. Thor.
Some guy with fake front teeth.
The guy from Inglourious Basterds. The guy who played... the actor who tries to hit on the French chick.
Yes.
And he's not the actor. He's a soldier turned actor, right? That guy. And then they shoot each other in the that guy. It was good. All right, so we saw the movie.
Yes.
You haven't seen the movie.
No.
All right, so we won't be too spoilery for Johnny or the people.
I think that there's going to be a race at the end and someone's going to win.
Oh, that's actually kind of spoilery. Right?
Maybe.
Yeah, you kind of gave that away.
Yeah.
It does have the Days of Thunder formula. It is based on a true story, real life. So they do have that going for it.
It has the worst trailers.
Yeah, the trailers.
The trailers made it look so bad. And then I saw that it was getting good reviews, and I was like, "What? The movie looks so dumb."
Well, I think it's actually pretty good. It's a pretty good movie. Drew, what do you think?
I agree. It was a lot of fun, actually.
What stood out for you?
Just the visual. Like this whole style of the driving sequences.
Who shot the movie, Johnny? Can you look up and see who shot it? Who the cinematographer was on it?
Whoever it was. I mean, you know,
on IMDb.
Things got all blurry. You know, during some of the racing scenes, like it showed like the view from them.
Yeah.
And you could see like the tunnel vision.
I liked when they got like, I think they found a way to get super close in on the eyes from inside the helmet. So like, we have to use this as often as possible.
And they did. And they used it quite often. There were lots of close-up on people's eyes.
A lot of close-ups of eyes. Seeing reflections and eyes and stuff. It was all about their perspective and whatnot. Yeah, that is very, very interesting. It was a good story.
The short, yeah. You know, it's something I didn't know about.
About a couple of rival F1 drivers from, what, the 60s, was it? Late 60s? There's the uptight
German
uptight German, true to a fault, What was his name?
Niki Lauda.
Niki Lauda. And then the party guy, long hair, British dude, played by Thor.
Correct.
Jack Hunt?
Yes.
Really, Jack Hunt?
Yes.
I thought it was Hunt.
That's his real name?
No, it's not. No.
I thought it was
Hunt. I don't think it was Jack or Mike.
James Hunt.
Yes.
You sure it wasn't Mike?
James.
Positive.
It was James C. Hunt was his name. And he was like the party guy, and they're both, they had a rivalry, and it was all about their, it's all about the two of them. Which one of the two guys that you, were you rooting for, Drew? Were you rooting for one of the two? Did you care at all? Did you, about one character more than the other?
Not really. Didn't really care for either of them, per se.
Didn't care at all.
Yeah.
Not one bit at all.
Yeah. One of them was, you know, a partier. The other one was, there was no middle ground. It was very, two complete opposite ends
right.
of the spectrum.
Right. So which one were you like, yeah, that's the way to do it?
Neither. No.
You didn't care at all.
Nope.
But you still thought it was pretty good.
It was great, yeah.
All right. Right on.
Visually stimulating. I mean, I never thought I would care about a movie or even like a movie about F1 racing.
Yeah.
But
well, this would make a good
cool.
This would make a good double feature with Senna.
Anthony Dodd Mantle.
Ah, Anthony Dodd Mantle, the great Anthony Dodd Mantle, who also shot
Slumdog.
Oh, did he?
Okay. And 28 Days Later and 127 Hours and your favorite.
So he's Danny Boyle's
Dread.
Oh, he shot Dread.
Dread 3D.
All nice and pretty.
Yeah, so the guy knows what's up.
Yeah.
So he knows. What's his name again? Anthony
Dodd Mantle.
Dodd Mantle. That's a good name. Anthony Dodd Mantle. So Rush looks good. He shot it. I think it's good. I was pulling for. I was kind of pulling for the uptight German dude.
Were you?
Yeah, I was like.
You wanted Mr. Bernie Face?
I was like, fuck this. Even before he was Bernie Face, I was like, screw this party guy. He's. All aggressive.
Screw Thor.
One note. The other guy's all about
Thor would screw you.
He's just telling people. He would. He's a monster. He just goes around telling people the way it is. You know, so what? He's honest. He's like, listen, I'm better than you. Get over it. All right? Maybe if you work harder, you'd be better than me, but you don't work harder, so you're not. So I'm German.
Yeah, well.
And then everyone gets all pissy at him.
Well, yeah, because he's a dick about it.
Not really. It's just lost in translation, maybe. He's a German guy speaking in English. You know, how about that?
No.
He's kind of a dick.
He's just a dick.
To a fault.
Yeah.
But by the end, you kind of like him.
Well, I mean, you have to respect him for what he does. He's obviously a champion and a really good driver.
They have that moment.
But that doesn't mean he's not a penis.
They have that moment. They have that moment where they look at each other, like they lock eyes, and it's like we respect each other, that type of thing. You know, even though we're enemies, we're frenemies. It's a movie about how a couple of racers became frenemies, pretty much.
Like Days of Thunder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
except with F1 cars as opposed to stock cars.
It's European Days of Thunder, directed by Ron Howard, not featuring any Clint Howard whatsoever.
No. Is there any Mellow Yellow references?
But
lots of boobies.
Lots of Marlboro, lots of boobies. But boobies aren't sponsors. Marlboro sponsors, no Mellow Yellow.
Boobies should be sponsors.
What other sponsors stood out? I can't remember any other ones. Senna is a great F1 documentary. About this racer in the 70s and 80s, I think, who he had like 10 years of amazing racing, and then he died. And the whole movie's like actual footage of racing footage and home footage in the entire movie. There's no talking heads or anything like that. It's just real footage from his life for 10 years, including his death. So it's a bit of a snuff film.
Word.
It's kind of intense.
Awesome.
But it's really good. So I would actually recommend, you know, checking out Rush and then Senna, because Rush is very much about how dangerous F1 racing was.
Yes.
You know, the death of this guy Senna, kind of like, that was the final straw that prompted whatever organization runs F1 to, like, really lock in those safety regulations and make sure those cars were. And then since then, no one's died in F1. It's been a deathless race. And probably that's why it's been so popular since then.
Didn't Sylvester Stallone have an F1 movie?
Was Driven an F1 movie? That was his racing movie.
Yeah,
I never saw it.
I think it was.
From the director of Cliffhanger and the upcoming Hercules 3D.
Cliffhanger is awesome.
And Die Hard 2, Die Harder. Without a vengeance. Vengeance comes later. Yeah. So go see it in the theater, Drew, you say? Redbox, Rush?
I mean, if you're into movies and you know, like, it's your bag, go see it in theaters. If you just kind of, you know, whatever, then, yeah, Redbox.
I say go check it out in the theater. It's worth checking out.
I mean, the bigger screen, the better, you know?
The bigger, the better. Yeah, actually. That's
the way
does,
it is.
It does benefit from a big screen.
Yeah.
All right, what's the number two movie of the weekend? Here we go.
Number two movie this week is Prisoners. Had a weekend grosses of $11.27 million. Total gross of $38.9. Budget of $46.
We saw Prisoners, and it was, all right.
Yeah.
It's good. It's intense.
There's lots of prisoners, and nobody says the word.
It's dark. A lot of prisoners. Very morally ambiguous.
No spoilers, please.
Morally ambiguous, nothing.
Why, are you interested in this movie at all?
I think I might
download it or one day? Or?
I think I might watch it one day.
It's
maybe
it's,
one
it's
day
a,
soon.
It's a good movie. I enjoyed it.
It's good.
Dark.
It's a little long. It feels like it tries to, it feels like it tries to be Zodiac, but without the story ambiguity.
Yeah.
Just but there are moral quagmires that the characters traverse that are quite interesting.
Of sorts.
I like Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman's great.
He's pretty intense in the movie.
Cool. Yeah. And who else is in it? Paul Dano. He's very, very good.
Yes, he is.
Barely says a word, actually. Doesn't say very much.
Nope.
But he's very good. Melissa Leo, ever since she won for, what was the movie? The Fighter?
Yeah.
She's been everywhere. She was. I remember her in Homicide.
Yeah.
Life on the Streets. That was a great show.
Jake wasn't bad in it.
Jake Gyllenhaal, that's right. Yeah. With all the tattoos.
Yes.
And like the Masonic ring and the stupid facial tick, all that stuff was him. All his idea.
Oh really?
He brought all that to
the facial tick was weird. I didn't mind the Mason ring or the tattoos.
Like, you know, it kind of hints at who's this guy. Ooh, he's a cop, but he's a badass too. Like, mm. Ooh, whoa, wee, ooh. You know, right?
Sure.
That's what they're hoping for.
If you say so.
Mystery. Ooh, wow.
Number one movie this week. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. And we can gross $35 million.
Woo!
Same as total.
Cash cow.
Budget is $78.
Not bad. That is pretty good. I wish I could have. I forgot to look up. Can you check out Drew? It should be on this. If you click on Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, try to find the first film. See if you can tell me how much it opened up to. Because I should have pulled that up already.
Did you see that RoboCop trailer?
Oh my goodness, did I see that RoboCop trailer? Did I see it?
Samuel Jackson's in it and Michael Keaton.
Samuel Jackson and his toupee. Michael Keaton's awesome. That makes me...
And Chalky White's in it.
But it looks so...
Omar?
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't look good.
I don't know.
And I don't like how he has that hand exposed. It looks like he lost a glove. He looks silly. He looks like he's wearing a G.I. Joe suit, but he lost a glove. It does look silly. It looks ridiculous.
I never thought they should remake it, but...
Oh, well, everything's going to get remade. You know, that's just the way it is. Everything. One day, Citizen Kane will get remade. Pulp Fiction will get remade.
Rosebud.
Nah, I mean...
It's taking me forever to find this.
I know it is.
A Pulp Fiction remake?
I know it is, huh? Yeah, Pulp Fiction remake. It's going to happen. You want to do it? Let's do it, you and me.
Could James Franco play Vincent Vega?
It's perfect. James Franco and...
Who would play...
Anthony Anderson.
Who's that?
Anthony Anderson. You know, big old fat Anthony Anderson. He was on Law & Order for a little while. He was Kangaroo Jack.
Oh, that guy?
He's been a bunch of other
stuff. All right! Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs had an opening gross of $30.3
million. $30.3 and what was the budget?
We could get Dave Chappelle to play.
Dave Chappelle. There we go. So James Franco and Dave Chappelle. Mm-hmm. They're Jules and Vincent. Marcellus Wallace can be played by. Let's switch that up. Ken Watanabe.
Okay.
And then his wife will be. Let's switch that up. Make his wife.
Miley Cyrus.
No. No, I'm thinking more like...
Come on, I can't Cyrus. Find it.
And instead of doing the twist, they'll twerk. She'll get James Franco.
$100 million. There we go. That's it.
It cost $100 million?
$100 million.
And this one only cost $78 million.
Only $100 million.
And it made more money opening weekends. That's good for Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs too. Good job, guys. The reviews aren't as good, so that's not too great. I really, 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 really liked the first Cloudy with a Chance.
First one was amazing.
But this one,
The money they throw away on these movies is insane.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But some of them make a lot of money and some of them don't. It's kind of a crapshoot. Some people have a perception that animated movies, no matter what, are money makers. But it all depends on how much it costs to make. And sometimes they'll bust on you, man. That Arthur Christmas movie, that made like no money.
And it's incredible.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, really?
You haven't seen
it? That surprised me because this is Johnny the Hater we're talking about here.
Oh, wait. But he Arthur loves Christmas?
Arthur Christmas.
So good.
That's incredible.
It's so good.
And there's one where he takes over for Santa Claus or something.
I don't want to ruin it.
Okay, fine. I'll check it out. I'll check it out this upcoming holiday season.
Yeah.
Put it in your Christmas vacation, Chris.
Come Thanksgiving time, you go to Netflix and get yourself some Arthur Christmas. You'll be happy.
That sounds good to me. All right. Just because you say so. But that movie, it bombed. Did not. Psh, no. That's our official bomb sound.
Well,
that was totally.
Maybe it was too good. I don't know.
Maybe. That happens. That does happen. Cloudy, too. I don't know. I'll probably get around to this on the Redbox. Check it out at the home. You know, right, Drew?
Correct.
How you doing, the fantasy football over there?
Yeah, I'm doing terrible.
Yeah, okay, well then why don't you
fantasy schmanacy.
Here we go with the new movie. Yeah, Johnny's hates the fantasy. Do you hate it?
Yeah, no, I hate it.
He's the one that got me into fantasy baseball.
I take it back. It doesn't register.
Just doesn't even register. No.
Like, not what, even on your
what's
radar?
What's fantasy?
What is fantasy?
I mean, exactly.
Fantasy is reality.
New movies coming out this weekend on DVD. We have The Croods. Speaking of movies that make a lot of money, animated.
Never saw that.
That one made a ton of money.
Yeah, it did.
So they're making a crude too, and this is the end.
That movie was
a good,
good.
So funny. We should totally rent that.
Yeah,
watch it again.
I'd be down for watching again. It's definitely
sippy time, ladies.
Top three favorite movie of the summer, probably.
Sippy time.
It's good. Michael Cera walling out.
Michael Cera was so funny.
He was
so crazy. The bathroom scene. No spoilers.
Yeah,
he's so over the top. I don't know. It's coming out on DVD.
Yeah, spoiler central.
I think we can go ahead. We actually went over the statute of limitations for spoilers in our spoiler centric bonus episode. We got some good reviews on that one, Drew. So
yeah.
People really enjoyed the spoiler episode. In that episode, Johnny, we spoil something like 30, 40 movies and TV shows and stuff.
It's awesome.
What are you talking about? Like how Bruce Willis.
Spoiler
is the ghost
alert!
At the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of Sixth Sense.
That one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow's head is in the box.
Spoiler alert! What are you doing? I have to put.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
I'm going to have to beep all this stuff out now, man. You know how much work that is?
None, because you're not going to do it.
I'm not going
to. But you
do
said
it.
The Statue of Limitations is up for those movies.
Yeah, that's true. They are. It is up for those movies. And it is kind of up for. Because it's coming out on DVD, this is the end. But it's definitely a great movie. People should check it out because it goes some crazy places.
It is hilarious.
You really wouldn't expect. What's coming out in theaters, Drew?
In theaters this weekend, we have Gravity.
Gravity's
finally.
Coming out.
90 minutes long. Alphonse Cuarón, Sandra Bullock, George Clooney, Ed Harris. It's going to be awesome.
I can't hate on that. He's so good.
It's going to be so
it's
good.
It's all so good.
I know.
It's Sandra Bullock.
She's
come so far.
It's been about 7-8 years. Yes. It's been about 7-8 years since Children of Men.
Oh,
I love
so fantastic.
Dude, that movie's so good.
It is.
It's ridiculously good.
No one's seen it either.
It blows my mind.
It disappoints me.
Children of Men, Arthur Christmas.
To this day, that so few people have seen that movie.
You would rank Children of Men up there with Arthur Christmas?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
They're both on my list.
Oh, that's crazy.
He's checking it twice.
Yeah. Totally.
Hi-yo. And yeah, so we're all pumped for Gravity. We're definitely going to be checking that out this weekend. And what else is coming out?
And also coming out this weekend, the new Ben Affleck Ben Affleck flick.
Batman?
Runner.
Batman.
With Justin Timberlake.
How do you like these apples?
Gemma Arterton.
And what it's like, Justin Timberlake does like internet poker and he gets cheated. So he goes to some country to figure out what's up. And Ben Affleck's the bad guy. And,
he's like, yo, then, I run this shit.
And then Anthony Mackie's like, we're CIA. Now you're working for us. And
what a surprise. Internet poker is not legit.
Go figure.
Right. It's directed by a guy, the Lincoln Lawyer, which was good.
All right.
But it was good because of Matthew McConaughey, really. That's why it was really
I want to see the movie where he's got HIV and he sells drugs or whatever.
Dallas Buyers Club?
Yeah.
Which was not shot in Dallas?
Well, yeah, probably not, right?
No, it wasn't. It definitely wasn't.
Where, Vancouver?
I don't know where, but it wasn't shot in Dallas. The headline for the article was why Dallas Buyers Club is not shot in Dallas.
Well, why?
I don't know. I didn't click on it. I just saw the headline.
What? I want to know why.
I'm just getting bits of information here, Johnny. All right, okay, Drew. That's how I live my life.
Why was
one headline?
Why
at a time.
Wasn't it? Can you look it up?
What do you want me to look up?
I just want you to keep looking stuff up.
Why Dallas Buyers Club was not shot in Dallas?
Because Dallas is a shithole. Next question.
Oh, okay, well, there you go, Drew. Giant, there's your answer. There's your answer, dude. So those are your movies coming out this weekend, right?
Correct.
So we got the Crespo Disco. I got a couple songs here I think people will all enjoy. It's from the great This Is Spinal Tap, right? Fantastic movie.
Oh, so good.
I got the one song that they did that's kind of a 60s type of deal where it's like their version of a Beatles song, and it's all about money, you know.
Awesome.
The song's actually called Give Me Some Money. And then we'll follow that up with Tonight. I'm Gonna Rock You Tonight.
I'm Gonna Rock You.
Tonight.
I'm Gonna Rock You.
I'm Gonna Rock You Tonight. I'm Gonna Rock You Tonight. I'm Gonna Rock You Tonight. I'm Gonna Rock It Tonight. Love that song.
It's awesome. It was on Guitar Hero, wasn't it?
It was on Guitar Hero, yes. Yes. Played the hell out of that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Didn't we, dude? All right, so here you go. Crespo Disco. Got a couple songs for you guys. Enjoy. Then we'll be back with the Crespo Dome. We got a whole bunch of movie news. We got questions from the peoples. Lightning round for Johnny. Yep. You didn't do a lightning round before, did you?
Me and Johnny are going to get into a fight.
You guys are going to get into Drew Sakogwin versus the world. Choose your weapon wisely. So much more. Even more. It's going to be packed. You ready, Johnny?
I'm ready.
You pumped?
Yes.
Woo! Drew, you ready?
Sure.
Ugh. Right, here we go. Stop wasting my time.
Come right flat out and tell you everything. Give me some money. Give me some money. I'm nobody's fool. I'm nobody's clown. I'm treating you cool. I'm putting you down. Too tight. I'm looking for pound notes, loose change, bad checks, anything. Give me some money.
Welcome to the Questo Game.
Ouch. Did you guys hear that?
That's painful.
That hurts. I wonder if that recorded that weird loud noise.
I don't know.
I'm going to check for that. Now, welcome back to the second half of Cinema Crespediso.
Welcome back to the second half.
Welcome to the second half of Cinema Crespediso. It is the Crespo Dome. It is me, Christopher Crespo, still. That's Jersey Cockburn Drew.
Get a little ahead of yourself there, buddy.
And hanging out with Johnny the Hater. Johnny.
Hey, what's the fox say?
I don't know. What does the fox say?
You got it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
It makes a lot of noises, actually.
Does it?
Yeah, you know.
I don't know.
Have you heard that song?
No, I haven't.
What?
I'm not that hip anymore, dude.
Are you serious?
I'm behind on the times. I'm not in touch with the kids. No.
Well, the listeners know what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, the listeners like that one. Thank you guys for hanging out today for episode 38. Thank you for downloading the show. You can check us out on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, aircheck.us, or US. Rate us, review us, blah, blah, blah. ChrisCrespo.com. We got reviews up there, a review of The Act of Killing, which we saw in review last week with Maddie J. We had Maddie J on last week, Johnny.
Yeah.
Another friend of the show. Another friend of Johnny.
Favorite.
And so you can check out my review of that, as well as what else I reviewed, The Family, and Riddick, and Netflix Picks of the Week, and back episodes of Cinema Crespediso. So much! Twitter.com/Crespediso, Facebook.com/CinemaCrespediso, Instagram.com/CinemaCrespediso, on Twitter.
Wait,
I
Maddie
am.
J was totally not on last week.
Was on last week? Oh, that's right. He was on. He was supposed to be on, but he wasn't. But he saw the movie with us. That's why.
He's not on the podcast.
That's why it twisted me up, because he saw the movie with us, and he was supposed
here.
To be on, but he wasn't here.
He was not here.
Thanks for catching me.
You're welcome, sir.
I appreciate it. What's your Twitter?
At Antihero419, same on Instagram.
And Johnny, are you on any of the social medias? You want to give any of that out? You want to make some new friends?
No.
That's Johnny the Hater for you. We should make a Johnny the Hater Twitter account.
Okay.
If I make a Johnny the Hater Twitter account, will you use that and like tweet things?
Yeah,
that
just
hate about?
Say mean things.
Will you?
Sure.
All right.
I can do that.
Look for... I'll have to look for Johnny the Hater Twitter account. So
probably already taken. Everything on Twitter is taken.
That's why on Twitter I am at I am Chris Crespo. Because there's so many Chris Crespos out there.
Yeah.
And there's one guy who took
Where
Chris Crespo.
Where did they get off?
Right. And the guy who uses it, he doesn't even use it. Jerk.
What a... I think someone just knew you and they bought that domain or whatever.
And they're waiting for me to ask for it.
Yeah.
And they try to sell it to me. Which is illegal. Not illegal, but against Twitter's terms of service. So it's not illegal. There's nothing's illegal in the web. Except for child porn. And hiring murderers.
Yes, both of which are...
And ordering drugs.
No, you can still order drugs. Just, I mean...
Oh, I guess receiving them is illegal.
Yes, you can order them.
Exactly.
Ordering them is legal. Receiving them, on the other hand.
The internet. Yes. The closest thing we'll have to the Wild West these days. Alright, so that's enough for the plugs. Got all that out of the way. Thank you very much. Let's get into the movie news. We got a lot to talk about, guys. We got a lot to talk about. First off, you know, how the whole time shifting of television shows we were talking about a little bit on the spoiler episode, how that's changed the way people have watched television with DVR and stuff
like
that.
Binge watching,
waiting for Netflix and things like that. Networks are now trying, they're going to start advertising to people who like use DVR and stuff like that. So when an episode airs, the network is going to promote that episode before it airs, as well as the day after. So there'll be commercials like, "Hey, you missed last night's episode of CSI Vancouver. Check it out on demand or on your DVRs." Blah blah blah.
So we're getting more commercials out of this. Is what you're saying?
We're getting more commercials. We're going to start being advertised things that have already been released in television world.
Terrible.
Why is that? I mean, that's the way you gotta. They're looking for that audience now. That's the way things are now.
That's just another commercial for me to fast forward through.
Right. Well, that is a thing. Now people are fast forwarding through commercials. People even watching commercials anymore?
No.
Johnny, are you watching commercials anymore?
I avoid them at all costs. But
do you use a DVR? Are you a TiVo guy?
No, I don't have one. What happens when I watch sports? That's when I'm bombarded
with all the commercials.
That's why I can't watch football. The NFL sucks.
Because it's loaded. It is commercial crazy.
So many commercials.
Literally, it's the same amount of time as the playing time of commercials.
Yeah.
It's the same amount of minutes.
It is ridiculous. That's why soccer is where it's at.
Oh,
now.
I love that. Even though nothing ever happens.
Well, it depends if it's a good
you
game.
Just kick the ball.
If you're watching a game
for 90 minutes with no commercials.
I went to the Orlando City, the local over here, minor league soccer, Orlando City championship game. It's crazy. Really intense the whole time, start to finish. It was awesome.
That's cool.
It was really cool. But hey, things are changing. Soccer is becoming more popular. People aren't watching commercials anymore. You gotta find a way to attract
these
audiences somehow, right?
Welcome to
the future. It is the future.
In the NBA playoffs, like the last few minutes of the game lasts like an hour.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. But then they even spread out the playoffs too. So it's before it used to be a game every other day. Yeah, and then it's every other day. Now there's like 2 days between. I
like it though.
It's awesome. You enjoy it. So that's going on. Also, Kirk Cameron, our favorite Growing Pains star. Who was your favorite Growing Pains star? Are you an Alan Thicke guy?
Alan Thicke's pretty awesome.
I never liked that.
You never liked Growing Pains?
No.
You hated on Growing Pains? What's wrong with Growing Pains, buddy?
I just didn't like it.
Why?
I never liked it. I never watched it.
He never felt the
pain.
Well,
if you never watched it, how did you not like
it? I watched Full House.
Okay.
Family Matters.
Okay.
And I watched a little bit of that one with Michael J. Fox.
Seamers.
Family Ties.
Yes.
Family Ties.
That was good stuff.
But no Growing Pains.
What about Who's the Boss? Watch Who's the Boss?
Watch Who's the Boss?
Who is the boss?
Who is the boss?
Is it Mona?
Mona.
Is Mona the boss?
Angela. That's my Tony Danza impression.
Angela.
How about Charles in Charge? Watch Charles in Charge?
Scott Baio.
Joni Los Chachi. Any of that at all?
Oh, Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers.
Most terrible TV show ever, by
what?
The way.
I rewatched Perfect Strangers on re-watch rerun. It's so bad.
It is the most terrible thing ever.
It's not funny.
It is no good.
The lack of funny
Why
is...
Why did I love it so much?
I don't know. I asked myself the same question. I'd have no answer.
Because we were young and stupid.
Those were the times.
Those were the days. Those were absolutely the days. Well... That whole conversation came about because Kirk Cameron from good old Growing
Pains. What about Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
I love awesome. I've seen every episode of Fresh Prince
Uncle
of Bel-Air.
Phil.
Like over
Have you
over
seen the one episode that has the extended intro?
No.
You haven't seen the extended intro?
Oh, extended intro.
Or the theme song. There's a verse
extra
about
verse.
Him on an airplane.
Yeah.
A whole extra verse.
It's only on one episode.
Put it on my Facebook.
Put it on. Sure, find it on YouTube.
Put it on the Facebook.
And put it on. Put it on Johnny's Facebook. And then tag Cinema Crespediso.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do all those things.
Do all those things so people can see it.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, anyway, Kirk Cameron made a documentary
about Jesus
called Unstoppable. It's roundabout in a way. I mean, actually, pretty directly, it is about Jesus. About having faith in Jesus.
Faith in Jesus.
All right, hope you have your faith in Jesus, Johnny. By the time it's a Drewster Cogburn versus the world, your faith should light up a little bit. Didn't mean to scare you, but that's the
came out of nowhere.
That is. That's the whole point of the Drewster Cogburn versus the world. It comes out of nowhere. It catches you off guard. I have here this week's game.
Boulder Dash.
This week we are playing Boulder Dash Crespo Diso. Drew, are you ready for some Boulder Dash?
Oh, I'm ready for Boulder Dash.
I don't even know how you play Boulder Dash.
It's a word game.
Oh, is it a word game? I like word games. No, we're not doing a word game. We're doing a movie game. We're doing a game that we played a while back, Drew. Let's see if you remember it. It's called Steve, Chuck, or Van Damme.
It's Steven Seagal, Chuck Norris, or Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I'm going to tell you the movie title. You tell me. If it's a Steve Seagal movie, the Chuck Norris movie, or John Van Damme.
Instead of the movie title, can you tell me like a
nope.
little bit of the story of the movie? Like
absolutely not.
Like
nope.
One cop.
No.
Nope. Only the movie title. That's
killed,
the point.
Sorry. He's gotta like go out.
No.
Sorry, buddy.
Fights like these reggae drug dealers. Or,
oh, that. Yeah. No. See. No.
Or, like no. There's like human trafficking.
A lot of that stuff would give it away. That's the problem.
Okay.
So no, that's the whole point. I can't just give it away, right?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so, Drew, who won last week? Or not last week, but against Mickey. You won, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So do you want A or B?
I'll take A.
Okay, I'll take A. Here we go.
Did we just blurt it out?
I'm going to give him five
I get
movies.
Five, you get five.
He's going to give his answers, and I'm going to give you the other five. You give your answers. If need be, I have a tiebreaker ready to go. Drew right now sitting at what?
6-7, apparently.
So let's see if we can get you to 500. Drew, you ready? Johnny, it's your. You got to keep him from getting to 500. All right.
Okay. I'm going to kill you, dude.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to kill you, dude.
Get tense. Ready to go. Here
Is
you.
It my turn?
No, not
no.
yet. All right.
I feel like he gets to go first.
Because
I won last
because
time.
Because he won last week. We won last time, and it's whenever
well,
to take the ball
I've,
out.
I won last time, too.
No, you didn't play him last
mind.
Time. In your mind. Here we go. Drew, you ready? Yes. Number one. Steven Seagal, Chuck Norris, and Jean-Claude Van Damme. Who was in it? Number one, Until Death.
Chuck Norris.
Incorrect.
Yes.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Number two, Firewalker.
These are hard.
Chuck Norris.
They're supposed to be hard. Chuck Norris is correct. Good job. Number three, Wake of Death.
Steven Seagal.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Number four.
Crazy.
Maximum Conviction.
Steven Seagal?
That's correct.
Oh, is that the one where there's like a battleship?
No, it's one with Steve Austin. With the Stone Cold variety. And number five. An Eye for an Eye.
Chuck Norris.
That is correct. Drew got 3 out of 5.
I was rough.
Good job, Drew. Johnny, are you ready? You see how the game is played?
Sure, yeah.
All right, number one. Who's in it? Steven Seagal, Chuck Norris, or Jean-Claude Van Damme? Number one. Against the Dark.
Van Damme.
That is incorrect. That's a Steven Seagal movie where he fights some sort of vampire attack with a sword. Number two. Yes, really. Number two. In Hell.
Van Damme.
That is correct. That is correct. Good job. That's one reason some sort of prison. Number three, Hellbound.
Chuck Norris.
That is correct. I don't know what that one's about. Number four, Born to Raise Hell.
All three of those guys were born to raise hell.
Sylvester Stallone.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. And it's not Sylvester Stallone. The answer is Steven Seagal. Sylvester Stallone's not an option. I'm taking your answer anyway. Number five. Who's in it? Nowhere to Run. What happened? You knocked your head? You knocked your head?
He knocked his headphones out.
Can you hear now? Are you good, Johnny? All right. Number five. Nowhere to Run.
That's Van Damme.
That is Van Damme.
That's a good one. He's like a biker or something.
We have a tie. Both got 3 out of 5. Good
we
job,
didn't do that on purpose or anything.
Oh, Johnny.
Tiebreaker time. Here we go.
Do I blurt it out?
What?
Do we yell it out now?
No, this one is going to be... last time I took Drew first for a tiebreaker, so I'll take you first this time. We're going to do closest to the pin.
As always.
How much money did Under Siege make so worldwide in 1992? Here, right, Johnny? Oh, is that headphones? More headphone problems?
No, we're good.
All right. Well, then how much money did Under Siege make in 1992? Worldwide box office. Johnny, you go first. Close without going up. No, not without. You can go over. Closest to the pin. All right. So, Johnny, closest without. No, you can go over. Closest. Here we go. Johnny. Under Siege. Worldwide. How much did it make?
Worldwide. Full release of the first weekend.
Full run. Worldwide. How much did Under Siege make in 1992? Go.
$80 million.
Alright, and Drew?
$100 million.
And the correct answer is $156 million worldwide. Drew wins the tiebreaker, wins the game. Drew is back to 500. Good job, Drew.
Thank you, Johnny, for losing this match.
Stupid inflation.
Yes.
Oh, he slaps your hand away. I like it.
No, I slapped the hater.
Five.
Oh, you give five.
I didn't
want to
come over the mic stand on my right hand.
I thought you slapped his hand away like weird.
I was like, oh, you know.
Well, he is the hater. Yeah. It would make sense.
Yeah, that's just
that doesn't mean I'm a sore losing
jerk. Fair enough.
Even though I am.
So this fella, Kirk Cameron, makes this movie called Unstoppable, the documentary. You know those NCM Fathom events?
Yeah.
Is it where they're on the train?
No.
And it's like...
It's Unstoppable.
Yeah, that's Fathom. They do like opera and stuff.
I'll see if I can find...
Or the Rift Tracks Live.
I'll see if I can find what this movie's about. But the point of this story isn't necessarily what the movie's about. It's the fact that it did one of these NCM one-night-only, one-screening-only engagements.
Uh-huh.
And for a $12 ticket, you got to see the movie. There was a Q&A with... it was on 700 screens.
With Mr. Cameron?
A Q&A with Mr. Cameron. There was a couple other things going on in there. You guys want to take a guess how much this movie made in one night and 700 screens, one screening?
$135 million.
Nah, I'm like still sour.
You don't even want to guess?
I went way over the top, dude. What are you talking about? There's no way it made $135 million.
It made $2 million. It made $2 million, which is by far the most money ever made for any of these NCM Fathom event type of things.
Well, it's faith-based. I understand why.
It's Christian exploitation.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. NCM Fathom.
Jesus needs your money.
He does.
Yeah. They are known really for doing like those, they couple with the Met.
Like I said, the opera stuff and the Rift Tracks Live.
The Met, they charge $22 for their NCM tickets.
Sweet.
That's a lot of money. Cameron only charges $12.50, but even with the more normal priced ticket, still made more money than any sort of NCM thing.
Yeah, but it's, like you said, Christian exploitation.
Made more money than Floyd Mayweather versus Canelo Alvarez for NCM. Kirk Cameron, king of the Christian sportsation world.
Playing good for him.
Sucks.
I guess the most notable thing is that Johnny beats. Growing pains. It's growing pains, right?
Yeah. Ooh, I have an idea. Let's throw Kirk Cameron to the lions and see if they eat him.
Okay.
Like Daniel and the lions.
Yeah. Well,
there you go, Johnny.
We'll test his faith. It'll be fun.
Why don't you guys both have your computers up? Why don't you do a Google image search for Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels? Unless I've seen it already.
I saw it.
You saw for Dumb and Dumber 2.
I have not.
They're
seen
reading
it.
Jim Carrey's book that he wrote.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
I know. So making stupid faces, but I didn't realize they're making it. It's like a backlot picture. They're like by the trailers and whatever. Yeah, check out Drew D's pictures of Carrie and Daniels. They're totally back in Lloyd Christmas.
Will McAvoy.
Will McAvoy, get up. It's not really Will McAvoy.
He's gonna tell the news.
I don't know about this movie, John. What do you think?
Dumb and Dumber 2.
Dumb and Dumber. When was the last time the Fairleys made a good movie? Exactly.
Never.
Exactly. What do you have?
Oh, you're right. There they are.
There they are. They look exactly the same, just older, right?
You know, it's going to be funny watching Jeff Daniels do this role again after I've been watching him in Newsroom.
Yeah, he's gotten a lot of really good roles lately. He's been playing smart fellows again, and now he's going to be asked to do something. What, he's going to have another aggressive diarrhea shit into another
show? Yeah, apparently. Oh, man. Oh, it's so funny.
It is. It's
really good. I bet you Aaron Sorkin's going to shit a brick. It's like, I've been using this guy for all this really intelligent conversation, and now he's back to dick and fart jokes.
And now you're going to go to a Fairly Brothers movie. Last good movie they made, I'm going to say... What came out before Shallow Hal?
Why didn't they get someone else to make it?
Because the Fairleys want to make it. Why would the Fairleys want to get someone else to make their movie? It's their movie. And they need a hit. They need a hit. Three Stooges bomb. Did you see Three Stooges?
Yeah.
Ooh, you want to hate on something. There's something to hate on.
Isn't Larry David in it, though? As a nun?
As a nun. And he's like, screeching the whole time. It's not good. It's not good. But, yeah, I don't know, man. It's not going to be very... It's going to be a very good movie, unfortunately. I don't think it's going to be very good. I'm doubting. I'm hating on... Dumb and Dumber 2.
I don't know. I'll give it a chance.
You're gonna? Would you really?
Yeah, I'll give it a chance.
I was hating on Anchorman 2.
I'm kind of hating on that too a little bit because I don't think you can really follow up a good comedy with a sequel that works.
Well, I like the 80s angle, but then I just think all those guys are spread too thin. all their jokes have been told. There's no more laughs left.
Right. Well, I mean, what are they doing now? It's in the 80s. Ooh.
No, the 80s part is cool. That like might be the one saving grace.
The 80s part?
Like 80s stuff.
What, so it's going to be neon, and there's going to be cocaine, and...
And silly clothes, and funny hairdos.
Boy George jokes. Really? Johnny the Hater, you really think so?
I like the 80s.
Johnny likes the 80s. Someone put up a website called www.dearjjabrams.com.
And what, it's pleading not to mess up the Star Wars franchise?
It's four rules on how to make Star Wars good again.
Ah.
How to return it to prominence.
Get rid of anything resembling Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, that would help.
No stupid whiny little kids.
No.
If we can just abandon these bitch-ass Skywalker clan people, that'd be so awesome, because I'm getting really sick of these whiny little Skywalkers.
So far, two of the things you said can be lumped under one rule.
But Uncle Owen...
Oh, God, he's so whiny, just like his father. Just turn to the dark side already.
You want to get my guesses? Because you're kind of close with the no children, no Jar Jar Binks angle. You're kind of close on that.
Okay.
But do you want to take any more guesses?
Yeah, no.
No, John? How can you make Star Wars good again?
Don't let George Lucas near it.
That'll work, too.
Don't let Lucas near it. Well, he's not going to be really near it. He sold all that stuff off. He's done. He's out of there. He's on as a consultant to make a couple extra bucks.
And probably just so they can get, like, you know,
so people like, oh,
stuff
George,
right.
Yeah.
You know.
Barely.
Make things congruent. All right, and well, whatnot.
Not involving George Lucas is not one of the rules. The first rule is the setting is the frontier. Meaning Star Wars does not take place in cities or Senate chambers, libraries, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It takes place on places where it's like, you know. It's like the frontier. There's no civilization. It's a planet that's all forests and Ewoks, or Tatooine is all dusty.
It's like the Wild West.
Or Hoth is all like uninhabited.
Super ice, yeah.
Icy. That's the location of a Star Wars movie. And it's the location of the first three, but not the
But if you don't have Senate chambers, then you can't have little ETs in the corner.
Second rule is the future is old. Meaning all the technology and stuff has to seem old and rustic and used. All the prequel movies had things that were like newer looking.
Yeah.
But everything's got to be all used and
well, I mean, if we're going in chronological order, then yeah, it should all be broken down by now.
It looks new because it's computer generated.
Right.
It's not a real effect.
Yeah. Precisely. And that's where they're going wrong. So maybe you can, but they probably won't.
No.
Number three, the Force is mysterious.
No, it's not. It's tiny little things in your bloodstream.
That's the thing. Not anymore. It's not mysterious anymore. They answered it. So how can it be mysterious?
Exactly.
You can't go back and make it mysterious. The mystery's been revealed.
Yes.
So. That's a shame. But that is one of the ways that, you know, one of the things that made Star Wars good. And finally, number four, Star Wars is not cute. That means no little kids.
Nope.
No Jar Jar Binks.
Nope.
No stuff like that. You know, Han shoots first. That whole thing.
Yes. Han totally shoots first.
No walking on the.
I like Ewoks.
I love you.
I know.
I like the Ewoks.
The Ewoks were cool at the end when they got all super violent.
When they're throwing rocks and stuff.
Yeah, and crushing things with giant rocks.
Dun, 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 dun. That little song they do.
Uh huh. Yes.
The nub nub song. That's not gonna go.
It's not good radio.
I don't think it's good anything. Alone radio.
There was actually there's another guy who produced the Star Wars movies along with George Lucas at that time. He's the guy that no one knows about, but like he had just as much input into Star Wars as anyone else.
Uh-huh.
And they had a big falling out over Return of the Jedi because he wanted the ending of Return of the Jedi to be even darker than Empire Strikes Back.
He wanted
Han Solo dead. He wanted to do this.
I don't know about Han Solo dead, but...
Han Solo was supposed to die. Originally, he was supposed to die. For the longest time, he was going to die. But by the time they got to Return of the Jedi,
he was making
so much money on merchandising, he didn't want to. He's like, we're not killing Han Solo anymore. He's going to live. And plus, the ending is going to be happier than the intended. And they had a falling out, and the guy dipped out.
So bring him back.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, George is gone. He drove this thing into the ground. Can you help us, please?
And, please, no, it's not going to be bad. It's just not happening. So, those are, I don't know, I think those are pretty good tidbits, though. Pretty good ways to fix Star Wars, if it's at all possible. Dear JJAbrams.com, the whole point of that site is the rules are shown via a little video. It's like a little 3-minute thing. It's cute to watch. You know, it's, I like how they did it. And then there's like a online petition. You sign that. If they get to 1 million signatures or whatever, then they're going to take this video to wherever they're making Star Wars, and they'll present it to J.J. Abrams, and they'll sit down and they'll make him watch it Clockwork Orange style.
Sweet.
I think that's what was implied. I didn't really follow through all the things. I just got the rules and I got out of there. Are you excited at all for... What do you think about all these Star Wars movies coming out, Johnny?
I don't know, man.
Are you? I mean, are you a Star Wars guy? Even
I love it. I remember the feeling that I had when I saw Episode One.
Yeah, I never.
Little Anakin.
Yippee!
It
hurt.
It
was painful.
It took everything I loved and turned it to crap.
And then the second movie came out, and you were hoping. You were like, all right, we're gonna give him another chance. And then even the third one, I was like, maybe they'll get this one right. Maybe they'll get this.
Let's kill all the Jedi's.
It's so bad.
Are you a J.J. Abrams fan at all?
I really liked Star Trek 2 because of Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, the Cumberbatch.
I love Benedict Cumberbatch.
Star Trek?
Yeah. He was great.
He's, did you see that trailer for August Osage County?
Yes.
And he plays like a... Seems like a southern type guy.
But he still totally has an English accent. Yeah. I missed my uncle's funeral! That was my impression of Benedict Cumberbatch in that trailer.
Nice.
Nice job, Drew.
Thank you.
Nice job. Good work. And now on Twitter, you can go to @JohnnyTheHater, J-O-H-N-N-Y, The Hater. I set up Johnny the Hater on Twitter. Are you ready, Johnny? That's you, buddy. You're going to have to do some hating on the twits.
Who will be following?
Twitter makes you follow people when you set it up, so let me see you're following.
Let's unfollow those people.
Okay, let's see. Carmelo Anthony?
No. Hell no.
Just the quickest way. Kevin Durant?
No.
LeBron James?
Yes.
Oh, follow him?
Okay. It's a king, bro.
The NBA?
No.
In general. Billy D.
Bill Devine?
Bill Devine?
Yeah, we can do that.
Drew Chicagoury.
Okay.
Got to follow my account.
Okay.
Show account. All right, you sent out the first tweet, too, for you. Nice. It's, I hate you. Hashtag get a cinema president. Yeah. So there you go. You can follow Johnny. Follow him. Check him out. Let him know you enjoy hearing him on Cinema Crespedito. Ask him about things, and he'll hate on it.
The more followers I get, the more crazy stuff I'll say.
Yes, exactly. So let's get him a lot of followers so he can go buck wild, our very own Johnny the Hater. Check it out, Johnny, on Twitter. Look it up. See if you like the picture I chose for your avatar.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's good.
It's not bad.
Did you see it, Drew?
First off.
So we got a few questions. Let's talk about this stuff real quick. Gabriel hit me up on Twitter. His Twitter handle is very weird. It's Rage Against Machine, but not spelled that way. It's like Reggie Aga to a machine. Machine.
Okay.
Rage Against the Machine was probably taken.
He's asking about a Flash spinoff. What do you guys think about a Flash spinoff? Also, what do you think about Wonder Woman in the Batman Superman movie? Ideas. Let's start with a Flash spinoff. What do you guys think about that?
Can Ben Affleck play Wonder Woman?
I think Ben Affleck's going to be Batman in this one.
But wouldn't it be groundbreaking if he was Batman and Wonder Woman?
Yes, it would be. It'd also be really funny.
It would be, yeah.
Where does Wonder Woman's power come from? What's her deal?
She's from another planet, right?
She's has...
from Krypton?
She's
no.
No, some Amazonian planet.
Yeah.
Planet of giant women.
Doesn't she have like a golden...
Lasso of truth.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and she ties you up and makes you tell the truth.
Uh-huh. And she can only be beaten by you tying her up with her own lasso.
No.
That's sort of hot.
No. Yeah, no sexual overtones there whatsoever.
Yeah, no.
Dominating the women beating them. Nope. I think they're making a Flash TV show, actually.
Sounds terrible.
Where you
on
CW fans?
Yeah,
he runs
really fast.
Yeah,
and he wears probably a god awful costume.
He wears red pajamas.
It sounds really bad.
And then Wonder Woman and Batman Superman, I don't know.
That sounds even worse.
I don't know how they're going to squeeze that in there, but it sounds, I think that's just an unsubstantiated rumor.
If that is the truth, then they're totally just grasping at straws.
Yeah.
At this point in time.
Which is like, come on.
Can Zoe Deschanel play Wonder Woman?
Sure.
She'll be like, oh my god, I'm freaking Wonder Woman.
At Matt Celery wanted to know who is our favorite movie villain or antagonist. He said his is Bane. He loves Tom Hardy. Thought he did great. So what's your favorite, what would be your favorite movie villain or antagonist? I mean, I would go maybe Bill the Butcher. He's a very, very popular film antagonist.
I know, I'm a big fan of Heath Ledger's Joker.
Joker, right. For going Batman. Johnny the Hater. Any villains you like? Villains are usually hateful people. Have some sort of hatred going on.
I always, I don't know. Can't think.
All right.
What about Simon from Demolition Man?
Simon from Demolition
That's
Man.
That's a good one.
Simon Phoenix.
Simon says, die.
Simon says, die. That actually is really good.
Wait. What about Curly Bill from Unforgiven?
The guy from...
Hackman.
For some reason, I was thinking of Ike Clanton in Tombstone.
Oh,
the dude who lost weight and then he was an avatar.
Yeah. Law, don't go around here, Law Dog.
Law Dog. Savvy. I got some questions for my brother on the Facebook. I'm gonna run through them. Would you rather watch a film with lousy actors but a superior script, or a critically acclaimed actors and a shitty script? Good actors, bad story, or bad actors, good story? What would you prefer? Would you rather see Paul Walker in Hamlet, or would you rather see Daniel Day-Lewis do a remake of
the movie where he sings and dances and stuff?
Or if you want to see him do that movie where he sings and dances. Or would you rather see Nine?
They both sound equally bad.
I would rather go with at least good story. At least give me a good story.
Yeah.
I can look past bad actors.
So what about Breaking Bad?
What about Breaking Bad?
Oh, tonight's the finale.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to derail question time.
You did just jump in a little bit. Well, we
want to do it.
But you kind of reminded me.
Is there another question?
We have a few more questions. Yeah, we'll jump into Breaking Bad in a minute. So what would you prefer,
though? It's for the fans.
It is for the fans.
I'm fan-oriented.
But would you prefer bad actors, good story, or good actors, bad story?
Bad actors, good story.
All right, next question from my brother, Joseph. Would you rather watch John Goodman make a peanut butter jelly time Vine video dressed up like a banana with maracas, or Willem Dafoe and Steve Buscemi recite the vagina monologues?
John Goodman banana suit.
Yeah, I would have to go with John Goodman banana suit.
Agreed.
All right. If there's a movie you could get remade, what film would it be and who would star in it? I'll tell you right now, I'd get Westworld remade right now. Michael Crichton's Westworld.
Yes.
I don't know. That's one.
Agreed.
Where it's from the 70s, and it's about a theme park where one section's like an old west type world, one section's like Roman emperors and stuff like that, and another one's like the Renaissance period, and there's all these robots that live in there. Not they don't live there, but there are robots there that they
act like people.
They act like people. So like in the old west time, like the bartender's a robot, and like a gunslinger walks around played by Yul Brynner. He's a gunslinger robot, and the guests are supposed to get in shootouts with them and have a good time, but all the robots like to start malfunctioning and start killing the guests.
Like Jurassic Park with robots.
Yes.
It is Michael Crichton. He wrote it and directed it. He wrote the book and then made his own adaptation. And there's a sequel called Future World or something like that. So I would like to see a remake of Westworld. As for who would star in it, how about Eric Stokes?
All right. Sure.
Great.
Sure.
He can use some work. He can play the gunslinger.
Why not?
Josh Brolin's dad, James Brolin, was in the original, so we have Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
Any movies you want to see remade?
Remakes, Old Boy.
Old Boy remake coming out soon. Spike Lee's Old Boy.
Yeah.
Spike Lee enjoy.
I don't know. I really detest the remake thing, so it's hard for me to answer this question.
Fair enough.
There's a lot of movies I love, and I don't know. No, the Pulp Fiction remake with James Franco and Dave Chappelle.
Oh yes, yes. We never finished casting that. Who was going to be Marcellus Wallace? We had Marcellus, Ken Watanabe, Mia Wallace.
Who's going to be Butch?
Oh, we do need a good Butch. How about Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
No, I'm sick of him.
How about Zach Galifianakis?
That'd be a weird butch.
No. How about Justin Bieber?
No.
How about
sick of him too.
Sylvester Stallone?
No.
How about Ben Affleck? Justin Timberlake.
I do love Ben Affleck.
All right, Ben Affleck is butch. Justin Timberlake will do the gold watch speech. He'll play the soldier that comes back to give the gold watch to the kid.
Okay.
The young butch. We still need a Mia Wallace, I think. We never got him. Mia Wallace will be, we need a...
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
All right, Anne Hathaway. And then we need a French girlfriend for...
How about one of those French girls from that movie where they... The blue is
blue is the warmest color. Yeah. Okay,
you want those girls in there?
Sure.
The blue.
Okay.
Well, I think they both got blue hair.
Do they?
So let's talk about that.
You want to talk about blue is the warmest color?
I want to talk about, yeah.
That's exactly what the listeners want to talk about. The 3-hour romantic film featuring an 11-minute lesbian sex scene. That's all. 3-hour movie, and all anyone talked about that movie at Cannes was the sex scene in the middle of it.
Apparently, the actresses didn't appreciate what they were asked to do.
Oh, well, they did it, though.
Yeah, they sure did it.
They totally did.
They sure did it. They did it good, I guess.
All right, moving on. Last question. Oh, actually, this works out. As Breaking Bad will air the last show this weekend, do you think there might be a slight possibility that the show will end with Walt going into witness protection, leaving him to be relocated as Malcolm in the Middle family father?
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Yeah,
I could see that.
How
would they? I mean, they wouldn't do
no, that. Of course they wouldn't do that.
That'd be funny though.
That's a good way to think about it.
Yeah, but no, Walt's probably.
All right, so how do you think Breaking Bad's going to end?
I don't think Walt's going to make it.
I don't think anyone... I think everyone thinks he's going to die. It's how he's going to die.
That's well, the question.
They kept saying that there's all these Scarface references and allusions to...
Yeah, I don't... That sounds pretty...
So I just...
Just in a blaze of glory?
Sounds
kind of lame, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just feel like they've made it seem like... It's not going to be the cancer either.
It's going to be something.
Maybe it'll be the cancer.
Maybe it will be the cancer. Maybe he just heals over and dies with cancer.
No,
he's dying of cancer.
I don't know. Whatever they have in store, I trust them.
Jesse's got to kill Todd. I think that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, he's got to... Yeah, somehow. That or he's totally dead as well.
He might die still, but I think he at least has to kill Todd.
I don't... it seems like Walt's going to kill all of them.
Except
he's
Jesse.
Trying to.
Well, he's... I don't know. What is he? He's just going to kill the Grey Matter people, it looks like.
No, I don't think that at all.
Yeah, that's what he needs to rise in for. He's going to go
no.
back and, yes, he's going
no.
to rise in them up.
No.
He's going to rise in their salad.
Hearing that on TV, he was like, oh, you know what? Heisenberg is all that's left, so you know, I'm going to Heisenberg up.
Oh,
you know, he's like, I will show them. Oh. He doesn't care about the Grey Matter people. They don't live in the crime world, you know. That'd be like,
yeah, but they were like, he had nothing to do with this. With
yeah, it didn't
and that matter. Pissed them off.
No, it like woke him up.
It woke him up. It awoke the dragon.
To like what's going on?
Walter White has grown from man to dragon.
Plus, they did a good
dying cancer ridden dragon.
Yeah,
they did a good job of trying to get like every person that was on the show like back to like one. The Grey Matter people.
The show is, yeah, they are bringing
everything
back.
The old hot principal from the school.
The show has been blown up. Like, Saul Goodman got sent to Nebraska. You know, people are dying left and right now.
Oh, I just hope that this is, like, spoiler alert.
Oh, well, I mean, the show's been out for a week already, right?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. We're talking about Breaking Bad. It's the last episode.
A lot of people are like, oh, I'm still in season 3.
Okay, well, then those people should go back and listen to our last bonus episode entitled Spoiler Alert, in which we specifically talk about spoilers and how we're going to handle them from now on.
Yes.
So there you go, people. Spoiler alert, Hank is dead.
Pow!
That
to
was
the face!
Awesome. That episode was crazy.
So yeah, it's gonna be the last one's gonna be good.
At
people are gonna die, but how's it gonna end? And it's an hour and 15 minutes to complete commercials.
So yeah,
like, about 16.
It's gonna be freaking epic.
It's gonna be good.
Can't wait.
It's gonna be good. Alright, so
can't wait.
Also got a Crespo Dome battle. Let's finish it all out here with the Crespo Dome battle. Actually, I also have a question from Billy. Crespo Dome battle, Steven Seagal versus Chuck Norris. Which one's the better actor, Steven Seagal or Chuck Norris?
Well, I would say Steven Seagal, Louisiana Parish.
Even having said that, I still think he's better than Chuck Norris.
Yeah, not by much, though.
Still better, though.
Anderson Silva called me up and he said, teach me deadliest moves. So, of course, I had to come teach him my deadliest front kick.
My front kick. He did teach him the front kick, and he won.
Yeah.
He's teaching people front kicks.
And endorsing arms companies in Russia.
So, as a better actor, who do you think, Johnny? Better actor, Seagal or Norris?
Steven Seagal all the way. Chuck Norris is a POS, dude.
Here you go. And Drew?
I agree.
So we all agree on that? And who would win in a fight if those two gentlemen fought right now?
Steven Seagal.
I would agree.
Chuck Norris is a POS.
And Steven Seagal is still, he's at Aikido.
He'll bust your head.
He's
so fat now.
Yeah, so it makes it harder to, hit him and it doesn't hurt as much. He's like, boom, boom,
Chuck Norris. Dude, Chuck Norris is Karate Commando.
And he's old Karate Commando.
Steven Seagal's whole thing was he like any punch you threw at him, he turned into like a wrist breaker.
Yeah.
So like,
I think he's better. I think Seagal's better. Aikido's better than karate.
No, I have no idea either.
So then pick one.
I'm gonna go against the grain.
Oh, but... no! Chuck Norris.
I'm pick Chuck.
All right. Well, that's two.
Because I mean, dude, the Dark is afraid of Chuck Norris. Come on.
Speaking of which, did you see the trailer for the movie with Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger in the prison?
Escape Plan,
yes. We've seen it quite a few times.
It looks like a direct-to-video movie that escaped from direct-to-video and got to theaters.
Zinger.
We got a question from Billy D. He says, what's up, guys? Had a rough couple experiences at the theater lately, which brings me to, what is the best way to deal with rude theater patrons? Much love, Billy D. Johnny, how do you deal with a rude theater patron?
Well, I've seen Bill deal with them, so I know how he does it. He just goes, dude, really?
does that work?
No.
Yeah, it worked that one time.
That one time.
Yeah, man.
But what would you do? Would you get in someone's face and tell them to shut up?
No.
Put that phone away. Stop breastfeeding that baby in front of me.
Stuff like that doesn't really happen to me.
Well, you're only going to me.
No, I do. I don't know. I think people just know, to tread lightly.
Tread lightly around Johnny the Hater.
They're like, I'm like, toe the line.
Dude, he's like TNT over there.
What about you? What about you, Drew?
I mean, try and be as civil as you can about it, and if not, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
Okay, all right, fair enough. If the theater is packed and really dark in there, I'll yell, shut up, like that. shut up, guy, like that. Yeah. But if there's, very few people in the theater, then I'll just, let it go.
I mean, if there's not...
I don't want to get shot.
If there's, nobody in the theater, then just get up and move.
What about when you're by yourself and then, some guy comes in and he, sits down, right next to you?
Punch in the face.
Yeah, punch in the face. Punch in the face, for sure. All right, well, hey, that brings us to the end of the show. We got a lightning round for you, Johnny. Hope you're ready. Your first lightning round, even though it's your second time on the show. I have 10 questions for you. I need your answers. Just give it to me as fast as you can think of them. Okay, buddy?
All right.
You ready? Here we go. Drew?
It's like a Rorschach test?
Yes.
Of sorts.
Of the mind. Drew.
The verbal.
Start the clock.
Of vagina.
Go.
Number one. Name an expensive item a shoplifter might hide in their pants at a supermarket.
A bag of glass.
Number two. What is the name of your dog?
Tiago.
Tiago?
Yeah.
And what is and what street do you live on?
74 the house.
What street did you grow up on?
He's figuring out your porn star name.
Yeah.
What street did you grow up on?
Hull Ave.
Hull or Hull?
Hull, H-U-L-L.
Number three.
Public information.
The Godfather or Goodfellas?
As far as what?
Just pick one, Godfather or Goodfellas.
Godfather, I guess.
Number four. Do you want what's in the box or what's behind the curtain?
I'll take behind the curtain because what's in the box is stupid.
Number five, name something little kids are often afraid of.
Little kids? White vans with candy in
them.
Actually, they're quite attracted to those things, apparently.
Number six, are you ready to play for Fast Money?
Yes.
Number 7, Star Wars and Jaws. The best things to happen to movies or the worst things?
Best.
Number 8, South Park. Do they still have it?
Sure. Number coming later this month.
At number 9, plug. Are all bras created equal?
Bras?
Yes.
No, they're not.
And number 10, we're going to play Kiss, Marry, Kill. You ready, Neil? Kiss, Marry, Kill?
Played a game similar.
Exactly. Everyone's playing similar. We do Kiss, Marry, Kill, but you know, we're gentle like that. Kiss, Marry, Kill between these three people: Jay Leno, David Letterman, Conan O'Brien.
Kill Leno.
Okay. That's obvious.
I think that I marry Conan because he seems like a sweetheart. And Letterman, you know, he's a crabby.
So you kiss the crabby guy.
So I guess
you don't want
to. We'd have a quick makeout session and then I'd bounce.
Okay. Oh well, that's a correct answer.
If I'm married to Conan, does Andy get to come over too?
He hangs out. Okay. He comes over for our.
Does he watch? Stuff.
Yes. Every time.
Number.
As long as he's quiet.
So number 2.
Sometimes he wants to get involved.
Number 2, Tiago Hull is your porn star.
It's kind of, hey, porn star.
It's kind of a weird one. And for Kiss, Marry, Kill, you were correct. Kill Leno, marry Conan, Kiss Letterman.
I see me and Conan having a lot of good nights together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Candlelight dinners and stuff.
Absolutely. You got the 3 swag bags back to your seat. You got the red one, the pink one, and the green one. Please choose a color. Drew, go ahead and grab it.
Present it to me?
Yes. Well, he'll actually pass it down to me. Pick a color, dude.
Green.
All right. Pass over the green bag. Let's see what we got in here. This is your swag bag, Johnny. This is, you got to take this baby home. Here we go. Let's start with, you've got the final Battle of the Year 3D poster.
Oh,
with Chris Brown. There you go. I know you're a Chris Brown fan. We're all Chris Brown fans here at Center Crest Lisa.
I am not.
No, Drew, you're the biggest fan.
Negatory.
You're the biggest one. Got you a pair of Aquaplay swim goggles, you know, for your swimming needs.
So I don't get anything in my eyes.
It's also to protect you when you use these soak and fun water balloons.
Yeah.
So if you take one to the face, you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Got you a 2 counts of fake body parts. Got you a little heart and a little brain. You can put that somewhere and
feels weird.
And scare some people. Got you on DVD starring Matthew Perry and Salma Hayek. Fools Rush In.
I got this one. It's the one where fools rush in.
They do rush in. They tend to rush in. Got you some glow-in-the-dark tattoos. Not only are they fake tattoos, but they glow-in-the-dark. You got a skull with tribal tattoos on the skull. That's interesting. We got more tribal tattoo-looking things. We got some dragon things, some tiger things, a snake. I think it's a dinosaur. Yeah, that's a dinosaur. So there you go. They all glow in the dark.
Love dinosaurs.
Good. Enjoy that.
Your favorite dinosaur.
Got you, I think.
Like, favorite dinosaur.
Oh,
Velociraptor.
Stegosaurus. How about you?
T-Rex, I think. Keep it real, man.
Right on. It's old school. I think this is some sort of
I think that's a dog chew toy.
It's either a dog chew toy or maybe a bath toy for children. I'm not sure, but the tiny little tank. It's quite colorful. And finally,
it's made in China, so it'll lead poison my dog.
The lead poison your dog.
Thanks, guys.
Finally, got you some Cinnamon Crust Produce stickers.
Jeez.
So enjoy. That's all your swag.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir, for coming on the show. We appreciate it. It's been a weird one, but it's over. It's done. You feel good about it, guys?
Bravo.
Yeah, I mean, I feel okay about it.
Feel okay about it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
You already took off his headphones. You're checking.
We've had worse.
You pulled us through, Chris.
You pulled through.
You made it happen.
You made it through. It's over. So follow Johnny the Hater on Twitter at Johnny the Hater. Follow Drew at Antihero419. Follow me at I Am Chris Crespo. Thanks for listening, guys. Make sure you tell your friends. Remember, we're all in this together now.